34, please. I'll ask Brother Ed Bowen, please, to lead our prayer. Down at the bottom of page 34, we have the question about the central message of Isaiah 22, verses 23 to 25. And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place, and he shall be for a throne of glory to his father's house. And they shall hang upon him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the issue of his small vessel, from the cups even to all the flagons. Now look at the next words, because they propose something of a difficulty. In that day saith Jehovah of hosts, shall the nail that was fastened in a sure place give way, and it shall be hewn down and fell, and the burden that was upon it shall be cut off, for Jehovah has spoken it. Dr. Ironside and others think that this passage refers to Shebna, S-H-E-B-N-A. He's the false treasure and the one who rejected the word of the Lord. F.C. Jennings and others think that this refers to Eliakim, who was the true treasure, the one who took the place of the other Secretary of Agriculture. F.C. Jennings says the vision told him was in order that penitence might avert it. Eliakim seems to have been the true person. Now, I incline to the idea that this is referring to Shebna, the false one who was deposed. I'm not absolutely sure. But you say, well, suppose this does refer to the true one, Eliakim. It shows that every true man of God needs to be warned. Every true man of God needs to be warned. It is possible for me to throw everything overboard for the Lord. You say, well, you lose your salvation? I believe the Bible teaches that if a person's saved, he won't lose his salvation. But some express like this, you can't possibly lose your salvation. I do not believe that's the scripture way to express it. If you're saved, you won't lose your salvation. But you don't put any if in there. And the Bible puts an if there. Colossians 1:23 says, if ye hold fast. If ye hold fast. Now, in the Greek, that's first-class condition. Dr. A.G. Robertson said, determined is fulfilled. I like the simpler way to state it, to assume to be true. And if you're saved, you will hold fast. But it's still an if. Still an if. It's possible for anybody here in this room to throw everything overboard. Yes, it is. Yes, I was talking to a Methodist one time, Methodist preacher. And have you ever known a Methodist or anybody else who believes you can lose your salvation, who thought that he's lost his own, or that he's going to lose his own? I've never met one. Maybe you've met him. I maybe never met anybody like that who thought he'd lost his own salvation. Have you? Well, you've met him. I've met him. But this Methodist preacher, and I was talking to him, and I said, do you think you might lose your salvation? He said, no. But I love the Lord too much to lose my salvation. Brother, I'm afraid for him. I tell you, I'm trusting Jesus to keep me. I'm not trusting my love for the Lord to keep me. I'm trusting.
Thank you.
Treasure he had.
the prayer. Amen. Not only owns it, he is the treasury of heaven. And he can open and man can shut. He can shut and man can open. To me, the best illustration of this is the safety deposit box at the bank. How many ever have a safety deposit box at the bank? Yes, not many. Well, I'll tell you, I wish I'd been careful enough. You know, we sold our business 2 summers ago, and I lost a lot of those pieces of paper things. I realized how important they were. I thought, well, I'll get that rebuilt. And I said, not false for a second. I lost $45,000 because I had a family of papers. If you have any fear, I'm selling a business. I'll tell you why. Very good. It's always disappeared. It's always stopped, you know. And you sold a business $30 a share. But I am telling you this one, really, that's a share again. I love it. And finally, it was the very day. That was the very day that they fired me at the end of the contract. And I lost it. I have to take it back. You see, that bank can open and then be shut. You can shut and then get open. So, it takes 2 keys. It takes his key and it takes my key. He can turn it in the lock, but I don't know what to do. It doesn't hurt. If I had turned my key in the lock, I believe that's what this is talking about here. Christ can open and none can shut. If you receive him, he opens the whole treasury of heaven to you and nobody can shut. But if you don't turn that key of faith in the law, trust in Christ, he is shut and then go. Take that question. You meditate on all those questions. I believe it'll help you understand them. Christ not only owns the treasury, he is the treasury. He can shut and none can open, he can open and none can shut. We've been talking about that beautiful. You'll never see Christ, he shuts the treasury of heaven. Our Muslim friend, he shuts the treasury of heaven into heaven. People have to say there are 3 monotheistic religions in the world. Religions that believe in one God. Muslim religion, Judaism, Christianity. There's only one. That is Jesus Christ. First John says, he is the man, the son. Then he has not the Father. Amen. Christ shuts the London open. He opens the London shut. What burning message for the first day do you find in this biblical passage concerning time? The burning message for the first day is that God is in sovereign control of commercial power. That was a great thing to find. You know, Paul was one of the leading cities of Phoenicia. Phoenicians were sailors. They sailed all over the world in a commercial area. And God is in sovereign control of commercial fire. And he will burn it up. 1 John 2:7 says, the world passeth away. The world system passeth away. This chapter says, the commercial world passes away. Oh, I said that's a commercial. America is just flooded with the inner commercial. For example, the whole advertising industry. Filthy advertising. They're doomed, or they're doing no harm, but they're doomed. Liquor advertising, beer advertising. The room, the commercial world passes away. Dishonest advertising. We'll have much of that. And one man said, "Isn't it sad? Isn't it too bad? The advertising said how to get all the money that you need. And isn't it too bad that when you go to get the laundry, the man who meets you is not the one who wrote the advertising?" Well, just ask you. You go along,
Lord, matters to you.